Welcome into Jag to the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. We're a few days away from the start of OTAs. OTA number one is Monday. So what's the biggest storyline to follow in these 10 OTA practices?
Well, if there was contact, if you were hitting, if you could really see some things, I'd say defense. Because it's so skill-oriented, I'm going to say Marquise Lee. Because I think we know what Allen Robinson, Allen Hurns, I think we even know what Julius Thomas can do, although he has to step up a little more. But Marquise Lee being healthy, and maybe even what goes on behind the scenes with Marquise Lee, how he can get involved with this offense, how he can find his role, I think that might have the longest-term impact out of anything that happens.
I think it's certainly the sexiest story, there's no doubt. From a baseline, though, I want to see Luke Jogle. We're not going to see Kelvin Beachum during this time because he's not going to be on the field until later in the summer. But to see how he's responded, what does his body look like? What kind of shape is he in? What sort of intensity? Again, they're not hitting, but I want to see a level of energy from him that says, I know the fight's coming in August, and I'm ready for the fight, and I'm going to prove it every day, even if I'm not hitting.
I bet he responds better than people think. People are giving up on him too quick.
You didn't mention there. The quarterback, Blake Bortles, is always a topic, right, around this time of year. Has to be. Somehow.
Well, you're the quarterback guy.
Well, I actually talked to Gus about this, and he said what he's seeing from Blake is even more ownership than before. Everybody knows what he has to improve on. He has to reduce the interceptions. He has to be more efficient. But this is a guy who you would expect to be owning the team. It's his team now. It's his third year. He's confident. And Gus used the phrase, as he will do, it's more real to him now, meaning I think he can see Blake really becoming the guy that people expect him to be.
You know, what I thought was interesting is when they signed Kelvin Beachum, he says, I've got to get in there and protect Blake. And when they signed Chris Ivory, he says, you know, we've got to take some of the pressure off Blake. And then when they signed Prince Amukamara, we've got to get some more interceptions so that we can give the ball back to Blake.
They didn't mention me at all.
No, they didn't talk about making your job easier.
Right.
But all of that will happen. But what they're all saying is this is his team.
Right.
They're all understanding that what he did last year and what Allen and Allen did and what they did sometimes with T.J. Yeldon, all of those components are all about helping Blake move the offense down the field. So to your point, you know, he should own it. It sure sounds like the rest of his teammates, the new ones that don't even know him, understand that it's his team.
We continue with a little bit of the offseason buzz right now. It's big after the draft, of course. But right now on NFL Network, the top 100 players in the NFL series continues. Chris Ivory was the latest Jaguar to be named in that top 100 countdown. There are more and more Jags in that list, more than we've ever seen in the last few years. Does it matter?
Here's how it matters. O finally gets some cheerful emails in your inbox, right? I mean, people are saying,
really?
There are people who are saying, wow, there's Jaguars, after so many years of where are the Jaguars?
Well, I think you're exactly right. It's fun for the fans. And it does, I think, reflect a little bit of you've got some players on this team now that other players in the league are seeing making plays, and there's a little more respect there. I expect Allen Robinson at some point to be on this list. I don't think that, you know, at some point he's going to be on there. It's been a long time since this team had playmakers that people thought of as potential stars. So in that sense, it's cool, but I don't think it means very much. But have fun with it.
Well,
sure.
No, you probably won't see Julius Thomas because he didn't play that much last
right.
year. Is he not one of the top 100 players in the league?
Right.
I mean, and then who knows where Malik Jackson falls because he's leaving Denver and coming
sure.
down here. So even the players that are there, there are other players coming on. And it kind of validates what we've been saying is that the talent level is improving here.
It's fun. It's 10 weeks of cool stuff to talk about. And so have fun with it. It's fun.
We'll get to see a lot of those guys on the field next week. OTAs start Monday. That's it for Jags and the Roundtable.